This podcast was made using Anchor. Do you want to make your own podcast? Download the Anchor mobile app for free or visit anchor.fm to make your own podcast on Spotify. Hey love, welcome to the second season of Love Frances. Welcome to my 8th episode of Love Frances Podcast. If you're new here, hi, my name is ML48 Frances and thank you so much for stopping by today's episode. I appreciate it a lot, my love, and I appreciate you because you chose my safe space to stay in. By the way, today's episode is a paid advertisement by Spotify. So, how are you? Grabe! Kamusta ka na? How's your heart? How's your mental health? Well, I don't know what you're going through right now, but please do know that I am here for you. I want you to know that you matter here and you're so important to me and Frances loves you. I hope you love her too. So anyway, this episode is really a comeback episode, no? Because it has really been quite some time since I last talked to you here. And my last episode, I was still 17. Chara. Pero ngayon, wow, I'm already 18, diba? Taray, di na ako mabubully. And so today, yun na nga, paulit-ulit. For my comeback episode, I'll be talking about something really dear to my heart. And I'll be sharing with you 18 things I learned at 18. Oh my gosh, I've been waiting for this day. Kasi I've really been wanting to, you know, ewan ko, feeling ko kahit hindi ako maging, you know, podcaster, I feel like I would still share to everybody 18 things I learned at 18. Feeling ko, ewan ko lang, talagang naka-mindset. Basta yon, sobrang gusto kong i-share sa inyong 18 things I learned at 18. And unfortunately, this would be too long if 18 talaga yung sasabihin ko sa inyo ngayon. So, I'll be cutting the podcast in half and I'll be having 2 episodes for this topic. So, for today's part, I'll just be sharing 9 things I learned at 18. But before anything else, let's make kunwari. Ano ba talaga? Let's make kunwari na it's my birthday still today, okay? So, please celebrate with me. Okay, let's sing, okay? Wala kayong choice, kakanta kayo. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Pumiyok, muntik ka bang pumiyok? Happy birthday to me. Taray. Okay. So, yun na. Let's start na. Okay. So, number one, everything has a reason. Diba? Palagi ko naman itong sinasabi sa'yo. I keep on telling you this, but it's really true. Everything has a reason. And my family kasi, they have always dreamt of me having a grand debut, especially my mom. But since I knew that she had to study, she had to prepare for her bar exam, nung time na yon, December last year, I just kept on telling her na mas importante na makapasa siya. And now, dumating na yung day ng birthday ko and I enjoyed it. As in, it's exactly what I wanted. An intimate debut, just celebrating with the people I love. And I think that's more than enough. And yes, syempre, I also dream of having a grand one. But with everything that's happening, with the pandemic, with mommy having to prepare for her bar exam, celebrating my 18th birthday, diba? With the tricycle, charot. Celebrating my 18th birthday with a contented and happy heart is more than enough. And truly, I learned that everything indeed happened and is happening for a reason. So I couldn't think of a much better debut than the one I had last December 31. Pero parang mas okay kung ikaw yung last dance ko. Anyway, yun na nga. Okay, so number 2. I learned that you should also feed your spirit. Most of the time, this is quite overlooked. But it's really important to be healthy, you know, not just your mind and your body, but also your spirit. Di ba mayroong physical food? Gusto kong malaman ano yung physical food mo. So, mag-DM ka sa akin kung ano yung physical food mo. And mine, my favorite food is steak, samgyupsal, buttered corn, milk tea, sago na mango, and oh my gosh, the list goes on and on and on. But there's also a thing called soul food. And that could be reading, having a quiet time, meditating, and all those fun stuff. And I admit, most of the time, especially these days, I tend to overlook having my soul food. I tend to say, mamaya na nga ako mag-take ng time. Busy pa ako. Pero seryoso ba talaga ako? Seryoso bang tinatanggihan ko yung kumain ng soul food ko? Kasi honestly, walang meaning lahat ng busyness mo, walang meaning lahat ng pagka-busy mo if it's not for the right reasons. So, feed your spirit. Next, number 3, have gates. Taray, have gates, diba? Dapat mag-build ka parang braces. Charot, hindi ganon. Okay, this is just a metaphor. So, I admit, sobrang taas ng walls ko. Yep, I don't let people in that easily. Literal. Pero you know, I learned it really the hard way that healthy boundaries aren't walls. They're the gates and fences. So let the good ones in and the bad ones out. And number 4, always try. Alam niyo naman to, diba? I feel like I already had an episode about this that I'm really struggling with my weight. And people always tell me to gain some. And sometimes, I feel like my efforts aren't appreciated or seen. But one time, a person told me that me trying to eat a lot is really amazing and that that person is proud of me for trying. So, always try because the people who genuinely love you can see it. I promise you. Number 5, grow at your own pace. I can't emphasize this enough. Please, please be kind to yourself. Diba? Pag nakita mo that that person super far from you na and you feel like you're being left behind, I want you to know na minsan naiisip ko din yan. Especially because I have my 2 best friends na I feel like they already figured their life out. Pero you know, speed doesn't matter talaga as long as you're making progress. Number 6, it's okay to not be okay. I keep on telling this sa first part ng episode ko. Because it's really true. It's okay to not be okay. You're not always fine, and that's okay. Tao ka eh. Tao ako, diba? So take it easy lang. Pahinga ka lang, but don't stay there forever, okay? Number 7, dream. I know I'm not that knowledgeable yet about the course I'm going to be taking. But you know, it's not gonna hurt that bad to dream, right? That dream was planted in your heart for a reason. And I'll always be the little girl who's not afraid to dream. Number 8, expect less. I once shared something to my best friend. I poured my whole heart to her, and her reply was, maybe you're expecting to be loved in the same way you love them. And that hit me hard because honestly, what's hurting me? Am I really hurt by the people who betray me? By the people who don't love me? Or am I hurt because of my own expectations, by my high hopes that people can never attain or people can never be? So for your peace, expect less. And lastly, number 9, listen to your parents. Listen to your parents. And just listen. I learned this the hard way. Honestly, most of the time, I still struggle in listening to my mom. I sometimes get irritated. I sometimes get annoyed. But honestly, now I understand her. As time goes by, talagang mapapaisip ka na lang talaga na sana nakinig ako or sana hindi ako naging pasaway sa time to. And I'm glad that I have a mom that's also willing to learn from me. Mom's not perfect, but I can really see that she's trying. She says sorry when she has to, and she takes back something that she said. If pagkatapos ng usapan namin, tapos na-realize niya na may point din naman ako, she takes it back. And we talk. Pero may mga times din na tama naman talaga siya and matigas lang talaga ako. Pero you know, I just have to listen and obey. And for me, a person who thinks na hindi na niya kailangan ng advice sa kahit sino, kahit hindi lang sa parents, is really lost. And if that's you, because I've been there too, and I think I know it all, I don't need anybody's advice, I know it all, I want you to know that I feel you. And sometimes it's so hard to obey. But hey, at least you're trying, right? And most of all, let's never stop trying to learn and grow. All these that I shared to you guys are just a piece of my life. I've learned more stuff within the 18 years of my existence. But yeah, I still struggle in these areas and I am still learning. But thank you. Thank you for being with me, my love. And I missed you so much. I missed this. I missed being with you. And I appreciate you for listening up until the end. I hope you learned a lot from the things I learned at 18. Mahal na mahal kita. I'll talk to you on my next one, okay? Again, this is Frances reminding you that you are safe here. Always, in always, love, Frances.